What's been happening the last several months?
The last several months have been, I would say, in a way, overwhelming with refugees coming in here to the area. Thank God we have plenty of people that own local businesses and people with homes that they can accept them, at least for a month, two. Some have been living at others for close to 6 months now, whether they have a basement or just a few extra rooms. We have some families that most of their kids are home, are gone, married off, and so the house is pretty much empty, so they're keeping them longer than some other families are able to. But yeah, in the past six months, I'd say at least maybe even 4 months, we'd had anywhere from last 4 months, at least I'd say 300 refugees came in. So within our church right now, since the war started, we have approximately at least 500 refugees that have came in since the war.
You mentioned 500 refugees or families?
Approximately 500 refugees. I'd say about closer to 600 now. Okay. Yes, sir.
And is that figure surprising to you at this point?
Not really. I think we were getting ready for that. We knew that it's gonna come sooner or later. So the pastor at our church would announce, he would talk about it for us to be prepared, and we were definitely getting ready for that. A lot of the families are actually, because you need a sponsor for them to come over. The way the program works, you need a sponsor. So a lot of the families, they are bringing in their families, or whether they're immediate families or extended families. So they're becoming sponsors for those families to bring them over here. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one of the reasons why we were, I would say, pretty prepared for these families, because in order to get them over here, they need to have a sponsor. They need to have a place of place to live. They need the family that is sponsoring. They need to have sufficient, income in order to get the families over here. They can't just come here and just, kind of settle on the street for somebody to pick them up. Mm-hmm. They need to have at least some sort of connection to, or official sponsor. Let's put it that way.
Right. Well, are these families coming from various places in Ukraine?
All over Ukraine, yeah. See, a lot of them have moved over from the eastern to the western part. So in the last several months, they were, at other people's homes or churches or refugee facilities in the western part of Ukraine. And so we're taking them over from there. So yeah, most of them are now coming from the west, because they have moved over from the east.
So what happens when they arrive here, and what is in terms of the transition, and how is that going?
Lots of documentation, lots of paperwork in the beginning, lots of appointments, lots of different, meetings, and to get their I guess the government assistance set up, which takes a while, work authorization and some sort of food stamps or some sort of government support from the beginning. And like I've mentioned earlier, that we do as much as we can from the church. We have collection offering, free will offerings for the refugees. We have a separate refugee fund. So whether somebody donates or it's the people within our church, mostly it's been, I would say, 95% of the funds in that fund is from the people and the free will offerings that we have every single service. So we would pay at least 1 month of rent for those people. But lots of, there's rental property shortage in the area here. So that's a big thing. That's a big thing. That's a big need right now to find rental property, reasonable rental property. Because you could find rental property, but if anything goes over, $2,000 or whatnot, it's just unrealistic for them to mm-hmm. afford mm-hmm. at the moment. Yes.
Right. I'm speaking with Victor Salapina, who is with the Ukrainian Pentecostal Church, and also has helped to coordinate lot of the efforts with the refugees that are coming to Kentucky. So, Victor, what are there, what to, for people outside the Ukrainian church, how can they help now?
The biggest thing right now, we're trying to get support for the people that are not able to come on over here, that don't have the sponsors. So we are looking for sponsors, a list of sponsor people that are willing to sponsor the families that do want to, would love to come here. So that's one of the big needs that we do have. That's for the refugees that are coming here. Another thing is, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the rental properties. We need homes for reasonable prices, whether it's, you know, duplexes, whatever it is, for people to settle in this surrounding area, because most of them are coming to Nicholasville, Lexington area, Versailles, Lancaster. So that is, I would say, probably the biggest need right now for the incoming refugees that are coming here to the United States. Jobs. So far, we have been fortunate enough to accommodate jobs for them within the community, a Ukrainian community. But we do have a community chat going, and people constantly, you know, post what their skills are, what they can do, and constantly looking for work. The people are just that are just coming in, so we do have that need as well. Jobs, work, whether it's a farm, whatever it may be, as long as they can earn some sort of income to pay their housing or whatnot. So I'd say those three things that's the biggest need right now for the refugees that are coming here. But also many that are staying there or have no way of coming here. Obviously, winter's coming. A lot of the infrastructure is destroyed and continued to be destroyed by the Russian occupiers. And so winter clothing, generators, anything that we can get. And there's a list. We can go through the list, or you can mention that later or whatnot, what is needed. We do have a container or a tractor trailer sitting at our church parking lot at 1101 Brennan Road. So we are collecting anything and everything that can help people survive the winter in Ukraine right now. The collections start from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock every Tuesday, and then Friday from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, every Friday and every Tuesday, 1 to 4. You can drop it off. Somebody's going to be there to accept it. We are also working on a drop-off box where people can just come in and drop it by the trailer, and we can later sort it and put it in. So we're trying to get that filled as soon as possible, because it takes about, I'd say, 4 to 5 or even 6 weeks for it to get there. So we're trying to fill it as soon as possible so we can get it on water and get it over there. So if you can spread the word, and whether it's businesses that can donate some, you know, blankets or and anything that will help the people survive the winter in Ukraine right now, anything helps. So that is a need that we have for the people that are still in Ukraine.
As far as the refugees coming here, how would you, I guess, characterize kind of the pace? And then what do you anticipate, can you anticipate what's going to happen over the next year in terms of how many people may come here?
Hopefully the war will be over sooner rather than later. So I think talking to the people that are coming over here, they're not coming here because, oh, finally, you know, we're just trying to get away from Ukraine, or there's a way to get out from Ukraine. They're leaving their danger zone, but they're also leaving their comfort zone. A lot of the people have been, you know, a lot of people they had a decent living in Ukraine. They didn't want to come here. They didn't have a need to come here. The only reason why they're here is because of war. And a lot of them that I've spoken to, they plan to go back. they don't plan to stay here permanently. They want to go back. They have homes there. Some of the ones that haven't been destroyed yet, they have homes there. Some people, they've made a pretty good living, and they want to see Ukraine thrive, you know? So I definitely do see some of the families going back once the war is over. And the people that have been there, like, they live, you know, with one wish every single day that, hey, hopefully, you know, we get some good news tomorrow or a week from now that the war is over and it's time to rebuild. They want to stay there. So if the war continues on, yes, we'll definitely see people coming over, you know, just like it is right now. I would say, you know, if not more, because if people don't see much result or if the war escalated even more so, and Russians, God forbid, pick up pace, yeah, we'll definitely see a lot more refugees coming in, and maybe more than we have seen so far. But I think people are trying to stay and, I guess, have that glimpse of hope that, hey, maybe I don't have to leave everything that I've worked for all my life. So, but yeah, as long as the war is going, they will be coming. I don't see the pace slowing down any at all at the moment.
Talking with Victor Salapina from the Ukrainian Pentecostal Church in the Lexington, Nicholasville Road area, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Pray for Ukraine, and I you know, we appreciate, I have to say we, because we really do, we appreciate the support from the American people, our neighbors, and I always say that it's been overwhelming, and I, in most cases, we didn't expect that from the local people, who basically, a lot of them had no idea where Ukraine was. And it's been a huge blessing for us to see people coming out like that and supporting. So thank you.